Penguin Random House Audio presents Swift Vengeance by T. Jefferson Parker. Read for you by Will Dameron. Chapter 1. The first time I saw Lindsay Rakes, she was burning down the high-stakes room in the Pala Casino north of San Diego. Roulette, and she could do no wrong. Big woman, big attitude. Daughter of a Fort Worth area Ford dealer, hit your brakes for Rakes, and a high school chemistry teacher, I found out later. Lindsay had drawn a crowd that night, not difficult in her lacy dress and leather ankle boots, and all that sleek, dark hair. She looked like some exotic life form, dropped from above into the chain-smoking slot jockeys and the glum blackjack casualties. When the wheel stopped on another winner, her throaty roar blasted through the room. Baby, baby, baby! Towers of chips rising from the table in front of her. Mostly hundreds and fifties. Just enough twenties to tip the cocktail waitresses, who kept the drinks coming. I had work to do, so I didn't witness her crash. Now, almost 2.5 years later, Lindsay sat at a long wooden picnic table under a palapa behind my house. She looked not very much like that booze-fueled gambler who had moved onto my property the day after we'd met in the casino. Now she looked defeated and afraid. She wore a faded denim blouse, and her hair was lumped into a ponytail that rode side saddle on her shoulder. I held the sheet of paper flush against the tabletop, a fingertip at diagonal corners, and read it.